Investment Flash.
Korea just plunged 13% in a single session. And it's not just an Asia story. This is a margin call on the entire AI trade. And we're breaking down the fallout right now.
Welcome to Investment Flash, New York edition, Wednesday, July 29th, 2026. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald. Let's get into it.
Marie, Gerald, quick callback to yesterday's London show. We said sell NVIDIA ahead of the AI unwind. And buddy, NVIDIA got smoked today. I'm feeling pretty good about that one.
Tom, you've been calling for a tech correction since the Paleozoic era. But yeah, fair enough. This one's got some teeth.
All right. I've been early before, but this time it's hitting.
Hold on. It's not just NVIDIA. The headline is Korea's 13% intraday plunge, and that's tied to SK Hynix missing and memory oversupply. This is broader than a single stock.
Exactly! Memory prices are through the roof. DRAM and NAND costs are killing chip demand. Micron down nearly 9% last session, its worst day in months. The semiconductor ETF is down over 3%, and now 21% below its high. This is a margin call on AI.
Yeah, look, the Financial Times reports hedge funds are getting collateral calls. The Bank of England is probing prime brokers' Asia AI exposure. When regulators start sniffing around, it's no longer a sector rotation, it's systemic risk.
No, but that's exactly my point. The VIX is only at 18. If this were truly systemic, the fear gauge would be screaming. There's still denial out there, which means forced liquidations could accelerate.
Right. So the trade is by the VIX. If margin calls cascade, volatility spikes. And while we're at it, sell South Korea's ETF. It's already down 6% last session, 31% from its high. Retail panic in Seoul is not a one-day event.
To be fair, the FT Alphaville piece today reframes this beautifully. Maybe it's not the end of AI demand, it's just a memory pricing cycle. If memory prices roll over, the sell-off could reverse fast. So your short Micron trade, Tom, might get whipsawed.
Oh, come on, Gerald. The memory cycle turning bearish is exactly why we're in this mess. The signal says sell Micron here. It broke key support, and the BOE probe means there's more pain to come.
I'm going to push back here. The counterargument is that this is a healthy purge of crowded longs. Korea's retail panic might be a one-day wonder, and AI infrastructure demand is still robust. Look at Rio Tinto's copper outlook. So if you cover your shorts too late, you get crushed.
Watching analysts revise price targets after the fact is basically a free retirement plan. But seriously, the hedge fund collateral calls are a real worry. Forced deleveraging won't stay in AI names. It'll spill into emerging markets.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole story.
And that's exactly why we should buy the VIX. It's still below year highs. If the stress spreads, 20 plus is the first stop. I'm adding that to our signals today.
Staying on AI stress, SoftBank just sold yen bonds at the year's highest coupon to fund AI investments. Bloomberg reports they had to pay up big time. That's a red flag when the AI trade is wobbling.
SoftBank down nearly 4% last session. They're essentially financing AI bets with expensive debt. If AI sentiment continues to sour, their cost of capital spikes further. It's a sell signal.
Only Gerald could turn a chip sell-off into a PE warning. But yeah, SoftBank's urgency is troubling. They're chasing the same AI dream while the house is on fire.
Okay, but here's where it gets interesting. There is a rotation underway. The South China Morning Post says 80% of mainland Chinese firms plan to use Hong Kong as a launchpad for ASEAN expansion. That's a structural shift.
Buddy, I love this. And Bloomberg says Hong Kong financial stocks are heading for their best month in 2 years. The iShares China Large Cap ETF is up 2.5% this week, still 15% below its 52-week high. Room to run.
The iShares Hong Kong ETF is riding this, up over 1% this week. And HSBC at its 52-week high is the direct beneficiary. That's the value play. A bank with a dividend, riding the rotation from tech.
Hold on. No one's asking whether Chinese AI stocks are insulated or just late to the sell-off. FXI is up while the rest of tech crumbles.
That decoupling could be real, or it could be a trap.
For real? I think it's real. The rotation into value blocks with low PE and high dividend, like Hong Kong financials, is exactly the trade to make while the AI complex deleverages.
Fair enough. But remember, when EM carry trades unwind, Hong Kong gets hit too. The Philippine banks already set aside record loan loss provisions due to inflation. That's a warning.
Right.
Yeah.
Kasi.
Philippine ETF is flat year to date and near its 52-week low. Credit deterioration there is real. So the EM rotation might not be all smooth sailing.
Let's hit another value corner. Nuclear. The FT reports the nuclear industry says it needs $250 billion a year for a global revival. Banks are being urged to unlock private capital.
The uranium ETF is down 12.5% year to date, near its 52-week low. If capital actually flows, it could re-rate sharply. But honestly, translating industry ambition into concrete deals, that's the hard part.
And Exelon, as a major nuclear operator, stands to benefit. It's up over 7% year-to-date, still mid-range with a dividend. If the nuclear revival gets funded, it's a buy. But funding is the if.
Marie, you sound like my broker. If this, then that. But I'll take it. Buy uranium on the dip? Maybe.
Calling the bottom on uranium again. That's three revivals this cycle.
Ah, fair enough.
But to be fair, the AI data center power demand makes nuclear more credible this time. And that ties into the AI metals demand story from Rio Tinto. They explicitly link data center growth to soaring metals demand. Copper is near its 52-week high.
Rio Tinto, up over 3% this week, trading at just 11.4 times forward earnings. That's dirt cheap for an AI infrastructure play. Buy copper and buy Rio.
Yeah, but commodities are cyclical. Rio's earnings beat was on cost cuts, not just AI. When the cycle turns, those multiples expand backward. Still, at 11 times, it's not a crazy price.
No, see, this is what I mean. The AI thematic is being priced across the whole commodity complex. The copper ETF is near its 52-week high, up over 10% year-to-date. The demand tailwind is real. And supply is tight.
All right. Shifting to a different kind of risk. The Wall Street Journal warns big oil is raking in billions from the Iran war, but that might invite Trump administration retaliation.
Exxon and Chevron are both up around 22% year-to-date, near highs. If windfall taxes or export restrictions hit, that political risk isn't priced in. Sell Exxon and sell Chevron.
Wait. The market hasn't priced the political reality? That's a big call. Trump could see high gas prices and crack down. These stocks are vulnerable, even with strong buybacks.
Exxon is only 13% below its 52-week high. Chevron, similar. If you're long, you're betting on political immunity. I wouldn't.
And one more EM stress point. Bloomberg reports Philippine banks set aside the most loan loss provisions since 2008 as inflation surges from the Middle East conflict.
The Philippines ETF is flat on the year and near its low. That's a fragile economy with rising credit risk. Sell it.
That's the canary in the coal mine for EM credit, Gerald. If Asian central banks tighten to fight inflation, the carry trade that funded AI moonshots unlines. Nobody's talking about that.
And then there's the flip side, the U.S. defense sector. The FT warns China's commercial space boom is a strategic military challenge. That means more defense spending.
The iShares U.S. Aerospace and Defense ETF is up 5.5% this week, near its 52-week high. Riding geopolitical tension, it's a buy.
The space race is back, baby. But seriously, defense as a value trade with a tailwind, I can get behind that.
Now, a left field risk. A former Fed member proposes a return to monetarist inflation fighting, per the FT. That would mean the money supply, not just rates, gets targeted. Long duration bonds would get crushed.
The long bond ETF is already at a 52-week low. If monetarism gains traction, yields spike further. Sell long bonds and sell intermediate treasuries. Duration risk is real.
But come on, monetarism in 2026? That's like bringing back the gold standard. Next, they'll be telling us to hoard gold and canned beans.
Don't give them ideas.
Tom, that's the third time this month you've dismissed a tail risk. The intellectual risk alone can move markets if inflation proves sticky. We have to take it seriously.
All right, let's bring it together. Our view today, the AI unwind has broadened from sector rotation into a systemic stress test. Memory costs are the root, Korea plunged, hedge funds got margin calls, and the BOE is probing.
But the VIX at 18 says there's still denial. If margin calls cascade, forced deleveraging won't stay in AI names. It'll spill into emerging markets. The iShares MSCI Emerging Markets ETF already fell 2% last session.
I'm going to push back. There's a healthy purge argument. Hedge fund collateral calls could be met. Korea was one day, and AI infrastructure demand is robust. Look at copper. If memory prices ease, the AI complex snaps back hard. The risk to shorting semiconductors is a swift reversal that punishes late shorts.
To be fair, what's missing from coverage is Chinese tech resilience. FXI is up this week despite the global AI rout. No one's asking if Chinese AI stocks are decoupling or just late to sell off. Also, the knock-on to EM credit from Philippine banks' record provisions is a warning.
The cleanest expression of today's signals isn't a single ticker, but a broad rotation from growth to value. Hong Kong financials at highs, U.S. defense at highs. That's durable until the memory pricing question resolves. We favor active over passive. Dispersion is soaring. Equal weight indexes will beat cap weight.
Right. Trim AI winners. Add value blocks with low PE and high dividend. And keep an eye on the VIX bid, because if it catches up to the fundamentals, 20 plus is the first stop.
So, in summary, sell the AI complex, buy value in Hong Kong and defense, and maybe buy uranium if you're feeling adventurous. But the VIX is the dark horse here. We're back tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. London time for the London edition. If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
See you then, buddy.
Bye, everyone.